your meat was stored in there, your canned stuff, and
milk.
Yeah, milk. But now down here from the house was a big spring down here, and kind of a mountain that come down this way to where that water, and this is up on the hill. Now around this big spring, see, they had my daddy had a fence around that, and out where that water run out of that spring coming out from that mountain, he had a big wooden trough there. Boy, it was about so wide and about that deep. Well, they put that milk in them cans, them buckets, and set them in that trough for that cold water to run around them.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And of course, having it fenced up, that was to keep all the cattle and everything out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now where was your outhouse?
It was right about out in here, but it was way further back.
Uh-huh, okay.
And then let's see, there was the road come up this mountain, up this way, come out, and then it...
Why don't you go ahead and draw it in so I can get an idea?
See, it come up around this way. Now, this is kind of a big mountain one up here, and then it come on through kind of around this way. And then before you run into this mountain, you see, it had to turn and go back up that way.
Uh-huh.
Now this road went way back up in the woods. I don't know how far in there.
Was it a dirt road?
Oh yeah, shoot fire back then. Man, they were. If you take the city of Bessemer, they didn't have their streets paved then.
Really?
That's right.
Okay.
And I guess when that house was started, I don't know. I don't think there was any Bessemer there.
Hmm. Was Bessemer started because they started steel mills? Did it kind of
fall? No, Bessemer started on account of the opening up coal mines.
Oh, coal mines. Okay.
Now, we were about a mile and a half or 2 miles from a mining camp, which this road went on up and through here and come back over to the mining camp, which was known as Adger.
Oh, I see. And then a town grew up around the mining camp?
That's right.
Uh-huh. How close were your nearest neighbors? How many miles?
Oh, well, my daddy's brother lived just within about 12 rocks. I was just,
you
I said,
rocks?
Just across the holler over here. But then after that, then it was several miles. See,
mm-hmm.
Because we had all that business surrounding around that were farming.
That's great. Is the house still there?
No, the house burnt down.
Oh.
See, we sold the place when we left there, and the people that bought it originally tore this house down and built another, and then the other one burned down. That's the way it was. But now this, you see, this and this was logs, built out of logs, and this other was added to it along. There's like all other places back then. As the family grew, so did the building.
I guess so. Okay, thank you. Listen, I think this tape recorder is picking up. See the light?
Uh-huh.
That goes on when we talk.
Yeah.
It doesn't go off completely, so that means it's picking up the leaves out there, and that's going to interfere.
Let me shut that door.
Okay, I think we better.
All right.
Because what you're saying is a lot more important than the leaves.
And you're still getting a racket. Where's that coming from?
It might be. It's probably, is that the air conditioning? Whatever it is, it's not as loud.
That's the icebox.
Well, that's okay. There's nothing we can do about that. That's all right.